Welcome back. This is Money Talks. I'm Nick Antonucci with fellow research analyst Jacob Keane, Casey Smith, CFP, and from our planning department, and from our tax department, tax manager Dan DeLuzio, CPA. Anyway, we're going to start on a case study here. Year-end tax moves is the topic, and Casey and Dan will be leading us on that, answer some of the tax questions for this particular client who's in a situation where it looks like he's trying to just optimize his tax situation.
Yeah, I'm going to let Dan do most of the leading on this one. This is his area of expertise.
Spotlight's on you, Dan.
All right. Well, we've got a particular individual, Brian, who's divorced, 44 years old. He's got about $53,000 in wages, and he has distributions of $26,000. He doesn't really say what they're from, but we'll assume it's some type of taxable distribution. He owns an S-Corp, and I was looking at his net income from the S-Corp, and he's got about, after he makes the SEP contribution for himself and his employees, of which he's got three or four employees, he's got about another $66,000. So Brian's got about $145,000 of adjusted gross income before his itemized deductions and exemptions. What can he do? I mean, the whole gist of this is what can we do at the end of the year here for taxes? Well, one of the things, and a lot of this is not going to necessarily be for Brian, it's going to be across the board for everybody to consider. You know, it's that time of the year we all look to improve our tax situation. We've got about a little over a month to go, and so we're looking for things. Well, the old adage of always accelerate deductions and defer income may actually mean really be a lot more this year. Given if we have this new administration and they do reduce taxes,
right,
you know, deferring income the next year may actually be a really good thing if you have the, if you can do that. And of course, accelerating deductions this year would be a great thing because the rates are higher.
Yeah. Right.
So this might be an excellent opportunity if anybody out there has that opportunity to do. If you can defer your income, do it. We're also looking at things like for him. I don't know if he's got any type of college tuition things that he pays because he's divorced. He may have child support, and those kids may be old enough to go to college. We don't know that, but that he may not qualify because of his income. But everybody out there needs to look to see what your income level is, and based on the thresholds, these are some of the things that are still in place that you can do. There's tuition credits and there's tuition deductions, and depending on if your income is over $160,000 if it's married filing joint, or $80,000 if you're single head of household or married filing separate, some of these may apply to you. So it may not apply to anybody, but anyway, take it for what it's worth. Capital losses, always look at those before the end of the year. Look at your portfolio, look at what's been sold for you during the year, look at if you've got carryovers from prior years. With the market being up, it might be a great year to take advantage of sheltering some of those gains if we can.
And that's something that we do, you know, Dan, as part of our process, right, as for our managed clients, is go through and look, and if there are losses to harvest, go ahead and take advantage of those to offset any gains that they may have.
All right.
I think they should be there this year, too, because participation hasn't been broad. There's been sectors, winners, and losers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we haven't seen as much as we have in previous years for whatever reason. I don't know if it's just the timing of when things were purchased, but not a whole lot of losses out there to take for our clients, which is a good thing.
Well, it's always good news.
It's a good news until they get their tax bill, and then they said, why do I have to pay all this money in taxes?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, one of the things to consider in that realm, though, is if you've got – if yourselves out there or anybody we know is in mutual funds, be aware.
Yeah.
Mutual funds seem to spin off capital gains and things in December.
Yeah.
So make sure that's part of your plan if you're going to be trying to harvest losses and things.
And
like
typically
that.
About this time of year in the next couple of weeks, you can typically find what that distribution is going to be on the mutual fund website. So be aware of that. Do your research, and you can probably find what's going to be.
They start projecting already.
Right.
We're using those for some of our clients.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly. Also, be aware of your retirement situations. If you haven't contributed as much as you can to your retirement plans, your 401k, your IRAs, now's the time to do it. If you're in a company plan, a SEP plan, things like that, make sure if there's a match that you do it. So you've got a lot of leeway there, and those are the kind of things you want to look for to reduce your income for this year. So the idea is reduce income this year, and also deductions. Think of deductions. Sometimes your adjusted gross income will determine the threshold as to how much you can take for miscellaneous itemized deductions or for medical. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a situation, and hopefully you're not, where medical deductions may play, you know, see if you can bunch them all into this year.
Right.
Because
right.
if you can bunch them into 1 year, you may exceed the threshold and there'll be a deductible, where if you spread them out over a couple of years or next year and this year, it may not be the
sure.
case. All right. If you're looking at charities, remember the those people who are required to take required minimum distributions and are of charitable in nature, though that is now a permanent fixture in tax law. Of course, until
they permanent until they change
until they change it. but you can contribute your IRAs to charities, and of course it doesn't count against you don't put it on your tax return essentially.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, because that reduces your
adjusted gross income. And all those thresholds that adjusted gross income applies to
exactly.
are now reduced.
So to the extent that yeah. you are charitably inclined and you have to take mandatory withdrawals, you might as well use that money that you have to take out of your IRA, give that to charity, and that way it doesn't even count as income
right.
for you. Also reduces, you know, your IRA, so future withdrawals. Mandatory withdrawals should be smaller, and I mean, you've got to take it anyway, but mm-hmm. it's something that is a strategy that we try to get clients who are charitably inclined to use.
And if you're continuing on that charitable note, if you've got appreciated stock, now's the time yep. to get to dump it, or not dump it, give it to a charity.
Right. That's right. A perfect example of why you should have a financial planner, tax advisor for situations like this. It is very complicated. You know, nothing,
yeah.
especially as you get older, your situation becomes more and more complicated. So to have someone that can instruct you on the right moves to make to make your situation better is definitely.
There's a lot of moving parts is
sure.
what it comes
yeah.
down to. And then not last, but among other things, if you've got a flex spending plan, a lot of people have 125 plans out there, make sure that you can spend everything you can on your flex plan. A lot of them will let you carry over $500,
yep.
but not all of them. So check with your plan. So, and because if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yep.
Okay, so that's important. Businesses on that end, if we get through it all on this segment, if not, we'll come back and follow
sure.
up. But one of the couple things at the beginning of or the end of last year, 2015, we had it was called the PATH. Tax Act, which really stands for, if I recall, it was, I don't even remember now. But it comes out to there's permanent tax things that they have not allowed, Section 179 being one of them, and depreciation. Mm-hmm. Business people out there know what we're talking about. You're allowed to take up to $500,000 of your equipment purchases and write them off in your initial year.
Right.
Okay. Now, there's a cap on that, so $500,000 is the cap. But if you have a total purchases in your business of over $2 million, that $500,000 begins to phase out. So
right.
be aware of that. Talk with your tax advisors on that. Also, there's a phase out now on the additional 50% depreciation that the government allowed us to do. In years 2015 through 2017, we were allowed to take, after we took Section 179, there was another 50% depreciation we could take. Now, that begins to phase out. It's completely out of the picture by 2020. Okay. Look also at, again, in businesses, deferring deductions and or accelerating deductions, deferring income.
Right.
Okay. Also be aware, if you're an S-Corp, that the filing requirements have changed next year. Actually, they're still March 15th, but if you're a partnership, rather, your due date is now March 15th. It's no longer April 15th. They've moved that back. Okay, so all the businesses more or less
shortened
will comply.
Up a month, then.
Yeah,
okay.
Now except if you're a C corp, because it looks like what the government's doing. If you're an S corp and a partnership, they affect individual tax returns. Okay?
Right.
Because then you've got till April 15th to do the individual. So they're saying now those are all have to be done by March 15th. That's their due date.
Right.
But regular corporations, the Home Depots of the world, they're the C corps as we call them. Their due date's now been pushed to April 15th.
Huh.
So it allows us tax return preparers to concentrate on the S and the partnerships
right.
and worry about the big ones later.
Sure.
There you go.
All right. If we've got repairs to make, consider those kind of things. If you're thinking about buying an SUV for your business, there are certain rules of that you want to consider. So we've got quite a bit of things. We can talk a little later about some of the health care options, but we can if anybody else and retirement
planning. Well, of course,
planning.
With the new administration, all of this may change next year. So
exactly.
As Dan said, it's important to take the advantage of the laws as they stand right now, because they may not be around forever.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And just to carry on from where we left off, we're talking about some tax strategies for the end of the year, tax planning. As we've alluded to, a lot of this could change, will likely change in the upcoming year, but it does apply to the current year that we're in, right. So it's worth talking about for the time being.
Yeah, just a few more things, really, because these, like Nick says, may not be around next year, depending on what changes. But think about this, because they will apply to people. If you haven't gotten health insurance this year, there's up to a $695 penalty per uninsured person. Okay, $347.50 or something per child under 18. So that could be an onerous penalty. So if you haven't had it, I don't know, you can probably get it for a month, but you're still going to be a penalty at this point.
Right, right.
But just be prepared for it as well, really. Also, net investment income, the tax on that, the 3.8% tax that was on net investment income.
Right.
And the 0.09% additional tax on wages over $200,000 or $250,000. That is still in a place for this year.
Yeah.
That's part of the Obamacare Tax Act. So that may go away as well. I mean, who knows? We'll just have to wait.
So again, one of those things, it might be better if you don't have to take the income this year.
Right.
Maybe wait until next year, see what happens.
Exactly. So that's why deferring income may be huge this year, may be a great opportunity. Just looking ahead, if the Trump proposals go through, he wants to have three tax brackets for those. This is married filing jointly, because I haven't seen all of them yet. But for married filing joint, if you've got your taxable incomes under $75,000, you'll be in a 12% bracket. Between 75 and 225, you're in a 25% bracket. Above 225,000, you're in a 33% bracket.
Okay.
There is no alternative minimum tax. We've done away with the net investment income tax. We've done away with almost with all the Obamacare taxes.
Sure.
Right.
So this is what we have to look forward to and maybe hope for.
Yeah, if it'll lower your tax bill, right?
We'll have to wait and see, exactly.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, thank you for answering those questions. As we know, tax season or filing your taxes can be difficult, can be confusing, so those tips are definitely helpful. We're talking a little bit about tax changes that could be on the horizon under Trump administration as it relates to corporations, not just individuals. Yeah. And Dan, if you want to kind of give us your thoughts on what might change in the future.
Well, back up just a second, individuals. I forgot to mention that they're keeping capital gains tax at 20%, mm-hmm. So that's important.
Right.
Also for individuals, the death tax, right now it's at $5,450,000 or some odd number for this year. Each person is exempt. Well, they want to make that at a $10 million exemption, okay?
Still and then portable, or does it give any kind of indication whether that's portable per person?
This is a per person, but it says, but capital gains will be held until death and valued over $10 million will be subject to tax.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to repeal the death tax, but capital gains held until death and valued over $10 million will be subject to tax to exempt small businesses and family farms.
Gotcha,
okay. The other thing, again, like we talked about, they're going to repeal the 3.8% net investment income tax.
Right.
We're also looking at a higher standard deductions, $30,000 for a couple, as opposed to right now it's $12,600.
Wow, that's a big increase.
It's huge, exactly. On the business side, we're looking at a corporate rate now. You know, it can go as high as 39%. Average corporate rate is about 34%, but it's going to be dropping down to a flat 15%.
Yeah, wow. That's going to be enormous
right.
for repatriation.
Yeah, well, the repatriation is even a better deal. You get a one-time 10% repatriation tax.
He's trying to
there's
get
a
that over.
Boatload of overseas.
Absolutely.
Apple alone has what, almost $200 billion?
Oh, it's insane.
It's insane, exactly. I think they said there's $1 trillion sitting overseas. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Just in biotech alone, I think there's like $100 billion.
Wow.
It's on $98 billion, I think, is
about
what I read today.
10% the government's going to pick up $100 billion.
Yeah, and that money they wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
Absolutely.
Well, good discussion to have. It's gonna we'll see how it affects corporations. It should
wait and see. Is really what it comes down to.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, I think that's probably a good place for us to stop. We'll come back and continue on the case for a little bit, as well as answer some listener questions. And we're gonna go pay some bills. This is Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.